That Goya is so delicious. That's right. We're going to talk about Goya food products because it's a Monday and I wanted to leave us with a positive start and a good encouraging show to start off this week because we all know there's going to be depressing stuff to talk about this week. I hope you guys had a great weekend. This is How to Build a Tent. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. Oh, that's how you say it. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, subscribing on the YouTubes. Really appreciate that. You can email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites as well at howtobuildatent.com. And I just have to say, I apologize. I'm getting to a point in my social media and emails where I cannot respond to everybody. I try really hard. I read through them. I see all of them, but we're just getting to a point, and it's praise God for this. We're getting to a point where it's just too much. There's too many people that are reaching out, which please continue reaching out. If you have questions, comments, if it's something important or something that I think I can really give you some value to, I'll respond. But I'm really getting to a point where I have to pick and choose. So in advance, I apologize, but I appreciate all of you. I'm so thankful for all of you as listeners. I'm thankful for you guys reaching out. I'm not looking at my emails and my direct messages and being like, oh my gosh, I have so many direct messages. It's really exciting. It's encouraging. I appreciate it, but I can't do it anymore. Not because I couldn't just sit there all day, but I am doing other things and I have other things that I have responsibilities for, and I just can't spend all my day answering direct messages. So, but thank you guys. I really appreciate it. And also, speaking of doing the other things, please be praying, continuing to pray. God is doing some great things and just praying for him to be the one who completes it and does the great work, which I know he will. So please continually appreciate your prayers for just what's going on. And I hope I can share it with you sooner than later. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field and you'll get a sweet mug, get tons of other great benefits. And you can read tons of great content. You can view tons of great content. Speaking of, Toby Sumter, mentioned me on one of his blogs. I really appreciated that. Let's just get into the show. So the point of this show, this topic, Goya Foods, I'm sure you heard it. A.D. Robles talked about it, how much he loves his Goya and his MSG. MSG is not for me. I come from California. That is against our cultural identity as Californians to ever taste MSG. We never will do it. But I love me some Goya Foods, not because of the food itself, but because the CEO, who says he's the largest Latino food company, the largest Latino company, I believe, in the whole United States, was at some, pandering Latino business thing at the White House. And was said he was thankful for the president or something to that effect. And apparently he has done some things with Democrat presidents. He's doing things with this president. He said that he's very thankful for the president. And you know what happened. You heard it. The world exploded. Not all the world, but just specifically one segment of the world. The Marxists, the liberals, the people that cannot have dissenting opinions, that or they have to be crushed. They have to be silenced. And I want to highlight this story. Excuse me, that got a little loud. I want to highlight this story because it's another win. It's another victory. It's another opportunity. See, he got pushback and he went on Fox and said, I'm not taking it back, or something to that extent. I didn't see it. I heard about it. I looked it up. I read the article. And he said, I'm not backing down. And people rallied around him. And I want this to be an encouragement to you, because we are going to be fighting these battles. We are going to be in situations where it makes more sense to just feed the mob and get them off the back, get this narrative, get the boycotts calling off the social media sites. But we're going to have that fight, and we need to have examples. We need to have stories, common current stories of where people were victorious, so that we can be encouraged and that we will not lose heart when it comes to our turn. And here is a great story of this. Many took to social media, it says in this Fox Business article, to express their displeasure with Goya Food CEO Robert Unanue. Wow, I should have figured out how to say that before I went on the show. After he praised Donald Trump at the White House event on Thursday, but others are flipping the narrative and calling for a Goya Foods boycott. I love that. That's a great little twist on boycott, boycott. And there's this quote from somebody who said that they had an idea, or his brother had an idea, to buy $10 worth of Goya products and then donate them to your local food bank. Let's push a boycott. And apparently there's a hashtag of Goya way. That's so stupid. And then that one guy, that failed Democrat president candidate, whatever his name is, the Mexican guy from Texas or the Cuban guy. I forgot who it was. It was all tech. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But then like Mark Levin tweeted it. Go out today and buy your Goya Foods. Tons of people were doing it. Marco Rubio tweeted it. And see, this is the encouraging thing, guys. So when you can take a stand for something that people can rally behind, identify, they understand the why of what you're doing. See, this guy was not even making a political statement. He was just saying that they was thankful for President Trump. He was thankful for him as president. And again, apparently he's done some things for Democrats and Republicans. It wasn't really a party thing. It wasn't a political thing. And it wasn't even a campaign rally. It wasn't him lobbying, endorsing, from what I understand, but just simply that he was thankful for the president. And because of the left mob and the country is so sick of it, they're so sick of walking on eggshells, it talks about in this article, that there's this rally of support. And so there's two things that I think we need to take from this story for our own battles that we are going to fight. Is one, is we need to make it public enough. Now, I'm not saying gossip. I'm not saying slander. I'm not saying to air people's dirty laundry out. I'm not saying to break NDAs or anything like that. But if you could find ways, and this is part of why we need to be wise as serpents and be very cunning. Shrewd. That's the word. Shrewd. I guess cunning. To me, cunning and shrewd is the same word. But biblically, the shrewd servant in the parables of Jesus. We need to be that person and understand how to leverage and win these battles. And one of the ways that I think the Goya Foods did it is because it was so public. And if we could do that, share videos, testimonials, kind of like what you do for a crowdfunding campaign. But if you find yourself in a situation like that, get the word out, get it public, talk about it, talk to your friends, talk to your colleagues, talk to your manager, talk to whoever it is that makes sense in the context of your battle. And secondly, is to express and understand and talk about and communicate the why the battle is occurring. Because when you get this message out to so many people, when you get it out to a certain amount of people, and then you have a clear mission statement, you have a clear why, you have a clear purpose of what you're doing, it allows the people that hear it, who identify with you, to come alongside and relate. Because they're going to say, oh, I believe the same things. Or this person's getting crushed because the left is just attacking him. He didn't do anything wrong, but he's not backing down. I better go and support him. I better go and help him and fight alongside of him. And that's what we're seeing here. And it's not because this Goya Food CEO is some kind of big, you know, public figure that everyone knows and loves. I've never even heard of him. I never even knew his name. I still don't even know how to pronounce his last name. And I don't even think he has a specific message to rally behind, but it's just the attacks from the people that everyone's fed up with. And so if we can even do more than that and have a message to identify with and have a common cause for people to rally behind, we're seeing a game plan on how we can counter the left's mob. It is not to back down. We've seen so many sites do this, where they back down to the mob and they get decimated and no one rallies behind them. But who are the companies and who are the people that we find that the public, that the silent majority, quote unquote, rally behind? Well, it's the people that take a stand. It's the people that stand up, that don't compromise, that don't back down, that have a spine, that businesses have. Because what could he could have easily said, nah, I'm just going to back down. Oh, you're right. I shouldn't have said it. He could have even said, I'm not going to go because I know I'm going to get crap for this. I'm getting a crap for this. And it was funny. So there's this other point, and this is another thing that you should really keep in mind, is knowing your target market and knowing your customer. Because I have a feeling, and I think it alludes to this in the article, the liberal white upper class that is throwing a fit, that is the ones, you know, leading the charge for the most part on this Marxist cancel culture, the ones in the universities, they're probably not the ones buying Goya food products. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that. That's probably true. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. But on the other hand, the people that do buy these products apparently want to support them. There's a GoFundMe sign that already hit their $10,000 goal. There's the trending hashtag boycott for I Love Goya. We have politicians rallying behind it. When you stand firm and don't back down, people will rally. Be public. Share your information. Be vulnerable. Be open. Be clear about your mission. Be clear about why this battle is important. And people will identify with you and rally behind you. I don't know about a silent majority. I put that in quotes every time I say it, except just now for some reason. Because I'm not sure that it's a majority that's silent. That is the conservative Christians in this culture. I'm not sure it's those people that are a majority. I honestly think we're probably more of a minority. Not that the radical Marxist left is the majority either. They're probably a small portion of it. But there's probably this very other side, this the sheep demographic, for the better or worse, that is probably more big government safety. I just want the government to have all the answers and take care of me kind of method or thinking. I don't think we're a silent majority, but I think we're bigger than the radical left Marxists that are out there. And if we could just learn to fight and learn tactics and learn strategies just like them, then we could win. Because I think we're bigger than at least the radical left that we see in, on the news, in the streets, burning things and such. So there's a good story. Another example of someone standing firm and people rallying behind them. You're not alone. Don't think you are. When you are faced with an option to confront something, to do what is right and not do what's right in fear of risking losing business, fear of losing your job, and all these things, just remember that people will support you if you stand firm and you have a clear reason for what you are doing. People will identify with it and people will rally behind it for a good cause. America still has some fight in it. America still has some value in it. It's worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for our freedom that God gave us. So let's do it. Let's do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.